Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twitter, Instagram thing, yeah, you know. I'm congested today, which isn't helping the other issues. The pneumonia. I actually tried to have a beer today. I drank half a beer. I don't know if I have a taste for it. It might just be because my taste buds are off, but in any case, I digress. It is I don't know, my self-imposed self-isolating before I was even down with pneumonia and tested for coronavirus. An upper respiratory infection. I went my parents to catch it. They lived downstairs. When they came back from the Poconos, shortly after I came back from TotalCon, I kept my distance. You know, we did not interact. Now we interact. They didn't get anything from me. Neither did Rach. Thank God. But now we're kind of on this mandatory self-isolation. I don't know. In any case, it seemed like every day more and more deals, freebies, and other assorted goodies are popping up. So I'm checking the Tenkar's Tavern blog, tenkarstavern.com, and you'll find links to think that I pay what you want and free. And I'll probably be adding such posts, if not daily, damn close to it. I got another one I got to put up tomorrow. A bunch of OSR stuff. Pay what you want. And it's being put up there because of the current pandemic. Go figure. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, you know, and I'm sure I've talked about this in the past, but it seems to always come up whenever I run games at conventions. It's like, are there any critical hits? And it's like, no, man, there's no critical hits in this game. Oh, you don't use a critical table? Like, no. Double damage? No. And the reason is, all right, as a DM, your critical tables or your critical hits on a natural 20 or, I don't know, whatever range it is, it doesn't help the players. I mean, they think it does. It makes them excited, you know. But the problem is, the injuries or the extra damage only really harms them. Case in point, your party is fighting a bunch of orcs. And your players land two criticals. The orcs land one. And criticals do maximum damage. These orcs were going to fall anyway, right? It's a single encounter. But the extra damage from that maximum damage carries over to your player's next encounter. Right? Damage they take. You know, when you think about it, right? D&D. Or most RPGs, when it comes to stuff like combat, it's a game of attrition. And ideally, the players are going to, or the player characters are going to be better than their opponents, right? So what happens in old school RPGs? It's a game of attrition, and it's a game of resources. And hit points are some of your resources. And it's how far do we push ourselves, right, as a party? How far can we go before we need to rest? We need to... Oh, this is the city telling me new restrictions are in effect as of Sunday, 8 p.m. New York City. So your restrictions, that extra damage carries over, but your opponents are dead. The extra damage your opponents take doesn't go anywhere. They're dead, right? So, and that game of attrition, that sub-game, critical hits harm the players, harm the PCs, because it allows them to not go as far before using up the hit point resources and having to rest, heal, get new spells. They don't think of it that way. But if you really want to see how obvious it is, think of a game like Rollmaster with those wonderful critical hit charts, right? Oh, you lopped somebody's arm off. That's awesome. It's exciting as a player, right? What happens when your arm gets lopped off? You're done, right? It takes something that's abstract, hit points. Wow, this is really annoying. And it makes it something that's not just less abstract, but more punitive on the players. Again, when you encounter adversaries in a role-playing game and you get into combat, your expectation as a player, even as a GM, that your players are going to kill everything they face. Or maybe they'll flee, but it's one and done. But the players are going to keep on encountering more encounters. So that's why I don't use criticals. I understand the love of them, but that's why I don't use critical hits. I don't use critical tables. I used to use this stuff when I was in high school and college. It was big. But again, it harms the players, or harms your player's side of the table much more than it harms your side of the table at the GM. Just my humble thoughts. Folks, stay safe. Be well. God bless. Maintain that, 6 feet of distance in public. Wash your hands. I'm going to probably do this every podcast for a while, I guess. Wash your hands 20 seconds. If you can get one of those N95 masks, you might be good. Seriously, be well. Stay well. Stay healthy. If you need to hang out and talk, you can always leave me a message. If you leave a message, you go, I don't want this being on the air. That's fine. All right, folks. On that note, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Be good.